The Department of Finance has acknowledged the introduction of minimum unit pricing for alcohol has resulted in price differentials across the border, which could undermine the tax take from alcohol sales. Minimum unit pricing was introduced in January of this year, and it means alcohol cannot legally be sold below a certain price point determined by the amount of pure alcohol in the drink. It aims to reduce alcohol-related harm by preventing strong drink from being sold cheaply in shops and supermarkets. But similar measures are not in place in Northern Ireland, which has caused some stakeholders to warn it could result in tens of millions of euros lost to the Irish Exchequer as sales would shift across the border. While analysts are saying more time will be needed to definitively say what impact the new pricing is having on sales, businesses along the border say they've seen a shift in spending habits. Una Kelly reports.
Can we buy?
Yes, please.
20, 21.
The cider and the spirits have seen as much as 50% increase, and generally overall it's about 40% year on year.
Alan Orr is the general manager of Dolan Supermarket in Strabane, County Tyrone, just a stone's throw away from the border. He says their alcohol sales have significantly increased.
We had that wee boom at the start, you know, in January, February time, but it has been increasing week on week. Our off-licence isn't the biggest, and therefore, as a shop this size, maybe in 6 months' time we might have to review the size of the off-licence because it has increased that amount.
Garvin O'Doherty owns 5 off-licences in Derry, some close to the border with Donegal.
Yeah, we've noticed them coming deeper, and they are one can quite clearly see them checking the prices before they purchase, so they're doing price comparisons. It tends to be a case of wine now, not a bottle of wine, so the volume increase from people from the south is noticeable.
An MUP has been a disaster. That MUP is very, very difficult to justify.
That's what members of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association have been telling Vincent Jennings. He's chief executive of the trade body, which operates south of the border.
The sales are certainly down, and in many stores they would be down 15, 18, 20% on previously. And it's not the case in other parts of the country. The further south you go, it is less affected.
Vincent says a reduction in alcohol sales doesn't necessarily mean a reduction in alcohol consumption, as he says some custom has merely shifted across the border. The original plan was to introduce minimum pricing on an all-island basis, but it's yet to happen in the north. The Department of Health there says a consultation process on the measure has now ended, and a report will be delivered in the autumn.
We as an association had no difficulty, nor ever would. It was a public health advice. What we did have a problem was that one thing was promised and another thing was delivered.
Further south of the border, the picture changes. The National Off-Licence Association says its members have seen little change in spending habits. Figures from data measurement firm Nielsen IQ show take-home alcohol sales are actually 11% higher than pre-pandemic levels, despite minimum pricing. But analysts say more time is needed to assess the true impact, as other factors are at play, such as inflation resulting in more people choosing to drink at home. Whether or not there are significant changes in spending habits, the real test of minimum pricing is whether it's beneficial to the health of Irish people. Eunan McKinney from Alcohol Action Ireland says it's a vital public health measure that aims to change dangerous drinking patterns, but it's too early to assess the impact.
We're watching and listening to a whole set of circumstances that are changing in how alcohol is used in Ireland. And so it'll take some time for that to wash through the system, excuse the pun. But more broadly, about a public health measure when it comes to those issues of deaths and alcohol-related presentations to emergency departments and to our public hospitals, those types of measures are much more long-term. They're going to be 4 or 5 years before we see any impact in that.
Eunan says minimum pricing is intended to reduce use across the whole drinking population, but it will never solve alcohol dependency. In June this year, Public Health Scotland published a survey that found drinkers who suffered the worst effects of alcoholism did not change their habits since the law was introduced there in 2018, but instead it resulted in some people cutting back on food or energy. Amy Roach from Finglas Addiction Support Network says she's looking out for how the law will impact vulnerable people here.
Not all society and is represented in, you know, what they're trying to achieve there, and actually puts more pressure on people who are already very vulnerable and in difficult situations.
And that was Amy Roach from the Finglas Addiction Support Network, finishing that report from Una Kelly.